Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Folks, my guest this evening is Leanna Crawford, and she has an album that we want to talk about. And the benefit of this album is that it will not only bless listeners, but it's going to bless people around the world. And so, Leanna, welcome to the broadcast, and tell us about your album.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for having me. It's so sweet to get to share this. This is my debut album, which is crazy. I've been putting out music for a few years, but this is like my first official, it's my first album. I've been put out singles and EPs, but my first full-length project. So it's very exciting, very sweet. It's called Still Waters, out July 19th. And some of these songs are already out over the last couple of years. So it's all of them together. And then there's some new ones as well. But this project is called Still Waters. And for every pre-order that people like, every album that people buy, like physical album they buy on my website, 100% of the net proceeds are going to Charity Water. And they are just the neatest organization. That they 100% of all of their donations go towards helping people get clean water all over the world. So there's millions of people that like still don't have clean water, which is crazy, right, to even like think about, but they are helping make that possible for so many people. So it's been really, really cool to partner with them.
One of my childhood friends became a medical doctor and has done a lot of work around the world. And I remember when he first told me decades ago, "Jim, most of what people are dying from is completely preventable." And we take for granted in our country what is a matter of life and death to people in other places. And one of the main issues for people is water. And the thing is, as you said, it's important that water be clean, because not only do we have to have water to live, we have to have clean water to live, because you will drink whatever you've got.
Right.
And in some cases, it is absolutely deadly. And this is something that can be addressed. And this charity is doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did you get acquainted with them?
Yeah, no, I've just followed what they've done for a long time. Like, I followed them on Instagram for a long time. And so I've just like loved seeing what they do. And so I didn't even know anybody at their organization. We just reached out and said, "Hey, can we do this?" And of course they were so sweet and so excited about the partnership. So it's been really sweet. And I just wanted to, it's just cool to be like, we're going to put out this music that I love, but also we get to give back at the same time, just in a small way. I mean, they do so much, so it's sweet to be a very small part of that. But no, talking about water, like, we just don't think about it.
Right.
Like, where there's construction happening on we don't think about it. And there's literally construction happening on our road. And a few weeks ago, they hit the water line. And we didn't know, we didn't have water for 24 hours. And we were like, "Oh my gosh, what do we do? We can't shower. I can't get water." Like, and for 24 hours, right? That's like my hardship. And that's like what, people don't even know, that they like, and people have to walk forever to get water. Anyway, so it's a very basic human thing, right? That everybody should have clean water. And so it's just one of those things. I love what they do. So I'm very excited to be able to do that in a small way.
That's wonderful. Now, you can go without food for an extended period of time and not starve to death. You cannot go without water for nearly as long. And the only thing besides God that you need more urgently than water is air. Mm-hmm. If you can't breathe, you will soon be dead. If you don't have water,
yes,
you will soon be dead. You have to have it. And so that's why you hear of people who were, you know, shipwrecked or stranded at sea and they end up drinking salt water, which is, of course, not okay. Yeah. For the body, but they go ahead and do it because your body is just telling you, I got to have this or I'm going to die.
Right.
And my children, we have several adopted children, and three of them lived in a situation in Ukraine where their family lived in a shack on a dirt floor. And in order to get drinking water, these little children, because there were no responsible adults in the home, these little children would literally take a bucket and walk about a mile to a community well and get water and bring it home.
Wow.
And if they had not, they would have died. Mm. We can't imagine that. I mean, you know, my kids are not 70 years old. These are children. The oldest one is in his mid-30s now.
Wow.
And we got him when he was 13 years old.
Hmm.
So those experiences, for me, helped bring home the fact this is not just Bangladesh. This is not just remote parts of India. This is not just numerous places in Africa.
Right.
It's places in Latin America. It's places in Asia. It's places in Europe. And if you don't have good water, it's life and death. Now, the name of your album is Still Waters, which I think you found that in the Bible. So... How did God speak that scripture to you?
Yeah.
How have you experienced the Lord's leading you beside still waters in your own life? Because obviously everybody, not just songwriters, not just preachers, but everybody has a story. Mm-hmm. Everybody has been through some things on the journey. Mm-hmm. How did God impress that scripture on your heart?
I just actually it's the title track of the album, but I just released the title track Still Waters, Psalm 23, a few weeks ago. And that psalm, you know, Psalm 23, I feel like we all know it, even if we don't know it, like even if you've heard it. Mm-hmm. But it's just one of those that is so, I mean, it's beautiful, obviously. That's why a lot of us, you know, I think cling to it, but especially in those seasons when, you know, I'm feeling anxious, it's one of those that I read, that I look to, just because it does, it like, you know, brings me peace. And I think that, you know, he leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. That promise that we kind of know, but I wanted that to be just, it felt like the anchor for the album.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, over the past few years, I've been releasing music for a few years now, and this is my first project. And so I felt like this journey that God has been so kind on and been so, you know, he's been so, so steadfast and so constant to me. I felt like I needed that reminder of just, he leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. And that peace comes from him. I love that I get to do music. I love that I get to write songs about my journey. It's like, it's so cool, right? But there was a season not too long ago before this project that I had been in the industry for a few years, and I was really, really struggling with just a ton of insecurities, a lot of lies that have been spoken over me that I was telling myself, that I was believing. And I felt like just, I felt like a failure. I felt absolutely just, I felt like I, you know, everything I tried to create just felt terrible. Like it was, just, it was a rough season. And I didn't know it at the time, but I was depressed. And I didn't feel like music was something I should do anymore, just because I felt like it was so hard, and it had become really difficult for me, you know, mentally to even to do it at all. It was this thing that I loved, and I loved for years, and I felt so close to Jesus writing songs and singing the piano. And all of a sudden that thing that was so beautiful to me became really, really difficult, and just, it was rough. It was a rough season. And this was just a few years ago. And I felt, I just was like, God, I don't think this is for me anymore. I feel like the music thing is just not. And I felt like it was way too hard. And my, you know, anxiety and depression, I couldn't sit at the piano or with my guitar without just like breaking down and crying, just because I just kept hearing, you're not enough, you're worthless. Like what, this is, you know, all the things that I feel like a lot of us hear in whatever, you know, maybe industry we're in, or even just in our own lives, like you just hear those voices sometimes. And I'm very thankful because God put people in my life during that time. One of those people was my sister and best friend. Her name's Lindsay, and we've lived together forever. So she's seen me at my very worst, and she still spoke truth in life to me, which I'm so, so grateful for, when I just felt absolutely worthless. And God used her to really speak life over me. She encouraged me to go to counseling. There's an awesome Christian counseling in Nashville that's just for artists specifically, which is so cool, called Porter's Call. And that helped me. And it did not happen overnight, but I just felt God's grace and his just like his consistency, even when I was really like, I feel like so many times in scripture, especially in the Psalms, it talks about God's like steadfast love. Mm-hmm. And I just like love the word like steadfast. And he is so constant and consistent and steadfast, even when I am not. And most of the time I'm not, but he is. And that was like, and I started not overnight, but I started to just like love songwriting again. I felt him just like tug on my heart. I'm not done with this part of your life. I'm not done with it. And I'm so thankful because I, you know, he continues to be so good to me, but I definitely have this perspective now. I'm like, I'm definitely not, you know, that figured out by any means, but more so like, God, how can I honor you in this? Like, this is yours. And for however long you allow me to do this, I'm going to be so grateful. And that's that perspective of just trying to lean into like, you know, not that I wasn't trying to listen before, but I think I just had let so many external voices be truth when it was, you know, I needed to be trusting him.
Amen.
That season. And so all that to say, that was like the culmination of this project and of these songs. It's been very sweet. And I needed that, just still waters. I needed that reminder. And so I think hopefully, you know, there's people that hear this project that need to be reminded of that, that can be encouraged in that he leads us beside still waters.
Amen. Amen. Porter's Call is a wonderful ministry. And I did not know that you had been blessed through that work, but one of my dear friends growing up was Al Andrews.
Oh.
And of course, Al has been with Porter's Call for eons.
Yeah.
And I just thank God that he uses his people, your sister, people like Al, yep, to speak into his children's lives, yep, and counter the enemy's lies.
Yep.
There are some people that I think God might tell, you don't need to do music, but and it would be a kindness to that individual and to the world at large. But I don't get to run the message board.
God's got it.
What I do know is that God does a great job. Mm. And through his word,
yeah,
he speaks to us.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was in 2016, in a remote missions area, somewhat remote. And I was with another person who was really struggling with the fact that there is so much need out there. And his life was very blessed in terms of comfort and so on. And so it's like, am I just out of the will of God? Why are things going so well for me? Why in the midst of world need, do I get to enjoy these comforts? And I didn't want to short circuit the work of the Holy Spirit, because, you know, sometimes God will convince and convict a person, you need to give up your lifestyle. You need to give up that home. You need to give up that car. You need to walk away from that and go to this remote place and do this. But he was not feeling that that was what God was telling him to do. He'd offered to do that very genuinely with the Lord, taken steps in that direction. And God just kind of closed those doors and put him back in a more comfortable setting. And so as I was praying for him, what God impressed on my heart that he needed to hear was Psalm 23. And one phrase in particular, it was not just beside still waters. It was, he makes me lie down in green pastures.
Yeah.
And that was what God was doing in his life.
Wow.
God was saying, I know you want to serve me. I know that you care about people and you're doing this and this and this. But right now, I just want you to lie down in green pastures and thank me because I'm your shepherd and I know what you need and I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, by taking people to that scripture as you have done, it's a wonderful reminder to all of us that it begins with having the Lord as our shepherd. You know, if we're just after the green pastures and still waters and this kind of thing, we're barking up the wrong tree. But if our real focus is on knowing the Lord as our shepherd, trusting Jesus as our Savior, depending upon him to guide, to direct, to provide, then not only are we blessed, but as you're doing with this project, God will open the door for us to bless others. And so I'm very thankful for what you're doing and the fact that you want this music not only to be an encouragement musically, but the whole project to provide support for Charity Waters. And I think that's a very worthy cause, and I certainly commend you. Now, you said you live with your sister, or you have.
Yes.
Okay. Are you traveling some as well?
Yes. So traveling a bit, and we actually travel together. She's my road manager, so we're on the road together a lot, which is the absolute best.
Still gets to see you.
Yeah. I got married last August, actually. So my husband and I are just having the best time until newlyweds, just so much fun. But we moved, he plays basketball in the NBA. So we moved down to New Orleans, after we got married in August. So I've been down there and then I'm back in Nashville now. And so it's been a very sweet season of life. But I'm very thankful. I still am with my sister a lot. And so that's the best. She's the best.
Great. Well, I'm glad you've upgraded though, that you now have a husband and that you're able to also spend time with him.
He's the best. We have a lot of fun, like the three of us too. You know, he knew that we were like besties, but he's the sweetest. Sometimes he's on the road with us too, which is really fun.
That's great. You don't need a bodyguard when you got him.
Yeah, he's very large. He's for sure.
That's great. Well, I do thank the Lord for what you're doing, and I would love it if sometime when you're on the road, you could swing by Ware's Valley Ranch over here in Sevier County, right up against the Great Smoky Mountains.
Oh,
our ranch literally adjoins the Great Smoky Mountains National Park.
Wow.
And this place is a miracle. And you would love it. And your next project can go to benefit us.
Hey, there we go. Perfect. I would love to come hang and see it. It looks beautiful from like pictures I've seen.
Great. And you need to tell Al Andrews that we still think he's wonderful and that we would love for him to drop by anytime. And that we appreciate very much the ministry that he and others have there in Nashville.
Yeah.
But do pray for us and to our listeners right now. This ministry relies solely upon the Lord as God moves in the hearts of people. And that's why we are so thankful that we're not out there on our own. The Lord is our shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
And he provides. So if you're listening today and you may be feeling some of what Leanna was feeling a few years back and just discouraged, not even realizing, oh my goodness, this is called depression. Mm-hmm. You may be battling depression. Maybe you know you've got a problem with depression, but you're not sure that it's ever going to change. And it can.
Mm-hmm.
And there is help available. And so I just want to encourage our viewers and listeners, if you're struggling right now, know that you don't have to go through this alone.
Yeah.
Leanna didn't. Mm-hmm. God provided not only her sister, but a counseling ministry that is tailor-made for people like Leanna.
Yeah.
And God can provide something that is tailor-made for you.
Yeah.
I don't have all the answers, but I know God does. Mm-hmm. And I know that you can come to him with your struggles and he'll meet you right where you are. Yeah. Leanna, how can people find you on the web? Because I don't want them to say, she was so nice, but I don't know where to look. Where do they go to find you?
They can go anywhere. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube. I'm on them all. Just Leanna Crawford Music. It's usually, yeah, Leanna Crawford Music. You'll see me. And I have a website, leannacrawford.com. So anywhere on the web, you can find me.
All right. Very good. And folks, if you can't remember all that, and I would hope you can, Leanna Crawford, that's not complicated. But if it's like, I don't remember now, my memory's not what it used to be, you can always go to the ranch, wvr.org. That's the shortest website we could possibly give you. wvr.org. And we would love to hear from you. And I hope that we will. God bless you. And Leanna, thank you so much for taking time to be with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE. Or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org. Hi, this is Pastor Jim Wood of Abiding in Christ. Living in the mountains of East Tennessee, I'm surrounded by phenomenal beauty in every season of the year. My wife and I live on a mountainside that adjoins the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, the most popular, most visited of all the national parks in the USA. Our neighbors include bears and bobcats, foxes and raccoons, even possums and skunks. Just down the hill from our house is the beautiful campus of Ware's Valley Ranch, a miraculous place where God is busy changing lives from the inside out. On this program, you'll hear interviews, monologues, but mostly you'll hear the expository preaching that I do here at the ranch. Because I'm often speaking to a room full of children, you may occasionally hear background noises or illustrations and vocabulary chosen for a child's frame of reference. But the one thing I pray you will hear every time is God's Word.
the eternal, inerrant word which points us to Jesus. I'm delighted to partner with this station in bringing these messages to you, and I'd like to get to know you better as you get to know us. Please visit us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org. Click on the link that says Contact Us and let us hear from you. We'd love to know the station where you listen. And feel free to share any prayer requests as well. We actually do pray for the specific requests that folks send us, and we love hearing how God answers those prayers. Again, the website is pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.